Well, hello there, everybody. Good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Got to get used to saying that again, as opposed to the other name. Here I am, your host Mac, in the studio with me and my Victor IV gramophone. It's actually a Victor talking machine. That's what it was at the time, because the word gramophone was owned by Emil Berliner, the guy who invented the machine, but not much else, because he was exiled to Canada with that word and his business. And Eldridge Johnson and Victor took over. So we're listening on the Victor machine. There, starting off with Isham Jones and his orchestra on a Brunswick record from 1922, I believe that is. And it was After the Rain. But probably more like Before the Rain for a lot of us, right? Yeah. Well, that's okay. We're inside. We got the music. If the electricity goes out, who cares? Because I got plenty of needles. I got to crank up the machine. We don't need electricity. So we can just still play records. So if the power comes out, just come down to WFMU and we'll just listen to records here. But hopefully that doesn't happen for anybody. Anyway, let's continue now with a record by the Victor Military Band. They were a sort of all-purpose band. They did all sorts of waltzes, dance numbers, and a lot of very raggy stuff before jazz, but very jazzy, very upbeat, great for dancing. So this is one of theirs called Sugar Lump. Nice little band number there. Lovely. That one was from 1914. Sugar Lump. The other side has a really nice upbeat number too called Chutney. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's move on to, the Victor Military Band was sort of anonymous. I know that there are historians out there who have documented some of the players who've passed through there, but always mixing it up. And here we're going to go to 1922 and UB Blake and his orchestra. UB had a long and illustrious career starting off in vaudeville, and I believe he had a stint in a medicine show and all sorts of music playing, great piano player, ragtime, king of ragtime piano, one of those guys, and went on to a lot of Broadway success with Shuffle Along, his big show. And this record is called Cutie, and it says from the musical production The Blue Kitten, which I could not find anything on, so I wonder what that show was like. Well, let's hear the song. Nice upbeat number there. Really beautifully executed by UB Blake and his orchestra. Top sounding band at the time. It'd be nice to see them live. Oh, yeah. Well, we've been hearing mostly instrumental stuff today so far. So let's move on to some singers doing some songs. And this here guy, Billy Jones, was one half of the Happiness Boys, along with Ernest Hare. So this is Billy Jones on a Vocalion record from 1922 with the sentiment, I'm hungry for beautiful girls.
To me, I'm on a fan, and it will last until I find that certain kind of food that I crave. I love it, love it, love it, I'm its slave. I'm hungry for beautiful girls. I want a little lamb that's nice and tender, but each little beast that I happen to meet will whisper, oh mister, say when do we eat? Now I know a dumbbell who hardly can speak, but he can read a bill of fare that's printed in Greek. I'm hungry, I'm hungry for beautiful girls, but they are too darn hungry for me. Nowadays, it's mayonnaise that puts you in right. Food a la carte wins every heart. But when you're with a hen, you've got to watch every call. They're meek as lambs, but they eat like a horse. I'm hungry for beautiful girls. I want a little lamb that's nice and tender. But queens of my dreams talk of food in their sleep. With sorrow I borrow, I feed them and weep. Now I know a girl who is called Junivere. She wears a knife and fork and spoon for her lavalier. I'm hungry for beautiful girls, but they are too darn hungry for me. He murders the menu and then tells me jokes while the waiter's wrapping up a duck for her folks. I'm hungry for beautiful girls, but they are too darn hungry for me.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it's like. You got to go on a date to, and, you know, you got to pay. I mean, listen, there's all this talk about equality and stuff with the ladies. But I tell you, go on a date, guys. You got to pay for the date, at least the first few. That's sort of the way it is, like it or not. And if they're hungry, you got to feed them. Because the way to a woman's heart is through her stomach. Didn't somebody once say that? Well, I guess I just did. Moving on to our next record, our next disc of shellac. It's going to be Mr. Wendell Hall, a singer who's had some hits and in the late teens and 20s. Here he is singing with the Virginians, adding his voice to the Blue Island Blues on a Victor record from 1923.
Thank you. tired of. Tells me I'm blue from missing you. I've got a ticket for Chicago. Tomorrow morning it will be yours. The day I win, that day I lose. Those yesterdays, Blue Island blue.
All right, it was a bluesy number. Those Virginians did some bluesy ones with Miss Lee Morse also. And yeah, they were a good kind of transitional band. Also very malleable under the direction of Ross Gorman. Nice. All right. You're listening to the Antique Phonograph Music Program here with your host, Mac, with a pile of shellac and the big stack of it. And the steel needles and the Victor talking machine. I'm cranking it up. I got a microphone in the horn so I can hear what these discs sound like. That's the idea of the show, hearing the antique phonograph music on this program. So, continuing now, I had the opportunity a couple summers ago to visit the UK. I've been there before, but this time I got to treat it as a record buying trip, which was great. Because I was always interested in a lot of the music hall performers, but as you can imagine, a lot of those discs just don't make their way to this side of the pond. So it was great to have the opportunity to visit a new friend at the time, Mr. Greg Butler, who has stables and stables full of records. And he actually has an annual summer record sale / barbecue. Come by, get a burger, buy a few records. It's all in the windy roads of outside of London. Yeah. So it was nice to do that. Got some great records. So let's hear some of those. We're going to hear from Mr. Ernie Main, music hall performer, from 1919. This song is called A Great Big Plonking Kiss.
I'm the good grub that they wouldn't be missing. You ought to see me when I'm meeting a girl, dressed up in my best Sunday clobber. I stick out my chest and I take a deep breath and prepare for a jolly good slobber. I can go without my dinner. I can go without my tea. I can go without my breakfast or supper. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm fond of what I fancy, and there's things I wouldn't miss. That's a nice lump of cuddle and a great big plonking kiss. They say that girls don't love a fat man, and once I believed it was true. So I bought some corsets, the latest creation, in order to camouflage my corporation. The stay bus broke loose and they tickled my ribs. So I lost my temper and cuffed them. And once when I met a girl fatter than me, she squeezed life that keeps us sun. But I can go without my dinner. I can go without my tea. I can go without my breakfast or supper. It doesn't matter to me. But I'm fond of what I fancy, and there's things I wouldn't miss. That's a nice lump of cuddle and a great big plunking kiss.
All right, all right. Oh, that guy got style. From what I understand, I was looking up, he weighed close to 20 stone. And then I looked up the conversion. Stone is, I think, 14 pounds. So the guy was big, somewhere around 280. And, yeah, when we say a big star, you know what we're talking about there. So here's another one from that trip from 1914. The artist, Mr. Stanley Kirby. He seemed to be much more of a refined performer, from what I understand. So I have a feeling this is going to be more of a ballad kind of thing. But I have never listened to it. So we'll listen to it together. And let's see how it sounds. So this one is called... Just We Two and the Moon. Oh, no, we're not going to play that side. We're going to play the other side. Come to the Valley of Echoes by Mr. Stanley Kirby. It's a Scala record. Scala is the label. It's going to be noisy.
Here are your father.
Man, I gotta almost apologize for that one. That was a noisy record. I knew it was going to be noisy in the beginning because I could see the wear. I had a feeling it was going to sound a little better as it went on, but not really. Not really. Pretty darn worn, that there record. Oh, well. What to do with it? Is it a candidate for the trash, or do I keep it? It's one of those questions about these old records. Should any old record be thrown away? My answer is yes. Some people should not have made records. You know, just because people can do something doesn't mean they should do it. So when people say, oh, I've got these records, by this certain artist, what do I do with them? I'm like, I can't find anyone who will take them. I'm like, yeah, no wonder. Okay. I think the internet froze here, so I'm totally stuck on being able to update the playlist and so on. So I'll update all that later. Let's continue now with another artist of the British Music Hall days, Mr. Burt Courtney. And let's do one from his song, Who Were You With Last Night? This is a cinch record from 1913. Definitely need a needle change after that last record. So let me do that here. Okay, let's get this going. With last night. He's all filled with innuendo and questioning about that tone in his voice. Yeah. One for the team. Woo! All right. Let's do one more of these music hall artists. And one more from Mr. Ernie Main. Oh, let's do this side for sure. The title is "You Can't Get Many Pimples on a Pound of Pickled Pork." And the label is The Winner, which is a beautiful label of a horse race going on and the jockeys carrying some records across the finish line. So this one's from 1913.
To do a bit of shopping in every blessed shop for pickled pork have I been popping. I've been in Dunsey hat shop, but the wife don't want a bonnet. She wants a pound of pickled pork with lots of pimples on it. Well, you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork, whether it comes from China, Japan or Carolina. You can go to Pimlico, Chicago or New York, but you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork. I stood listening down the street at several suffragettes shouting. I raised me hat and clapped me hands each time they started spouting. At last I said to one old girl, "All forks of black ice corning. Now you can get a vote, then get a man, then get let out next morning. Ah, but you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork, whether it comes from China, Japan or Carolina. You can go to Pimlico, Chicago or New York, but you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork." When I started out this morning, I had sixpence wrapped in paper. I've only got 3 halfpence now, the rest has gone in vapor. When I get home, I'm sure the wife will start her crockery flinging. It's 10 to 1, she'll kill me, then I'll hear the angels singing. You can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork, whether it comes from China, Japan or Carolina. You can go to Pimlico, Chicago or New York, but you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork.
Well, of all the things you should be concerned with in your life, one bit of information you now know is that you can't get many pimples on a pound of pickled pork. I said pork. You know what's nice about these British 78s is the sleeves are this super heavy cardboard that the stores used to use. Really super thick. I mean, a lot of these records have been overplayed, but you know, I like the sleeves. Sleeves are coveted. Good sleeves. Because today they make these cheap gold ones and they're really flimsy. There's a green paper one, which is actually a little heavier, a little nicer. But these British ones are superb. All right, let's continue now. I've got a few, I'm going to call popular songs to play now. Stuff that you might even know somehow. We're going to start off with Mr. Frank Crummett, another prolific singer. This is a Columbia record from 1923 entitled Jimbo Jambo.
Far away in Jimbo Jambo lives a girl named Jimbo Sambo, and they say this little Tambo steals the heart away. When they hear a pretty lingo, they fall for this dark-skinned bimbo. Anyone who's been to Jimbo has this much to say. I'm going back to Jimbo Jambo, find this little Simbo Sambo. She's the sweetest honey lambo that you have ever seen. When this bimbo starts to dance to tom-tom melodies, why, she just shakes the coconuts and the fruit right off the trees. No one knows how much I am, but crazy about this little tambo. I'd live in a hut of bamboo if she settled down. Oh, I love her and she loves me. Oh, gee, oh, gosh, oh, gee. I don't give a dimbo for any other bimbo in Jimbo Jambo Town. All the men in Jimbo Jambo rave about this little Sambo, but the women gab and gamble every time they meet. Over fences made of bamboo, how this little maid they slamble. Though they pan this pretty Sambo, still she can be beat. Find this little Simbo Sambo. She's the sweetest honey lambo that you have ever seen. When this bimbo starts to dance, the movement she goes through would make a jellyfish jump up and kiss a kangaroo. No one knows how much I am, oh, crazy about this little Sambo. I'd live in a hut of bamboo if she settled down. It don't cost much to keep a wife. A palm tree dresses her for life. I don't give a dimbo for any other bimbo in Jimbo Jambo Town.
Nice, nice. Frank Crummett, very nice. All right. Let's move a little quickly here and get these last few records in. An hour goes quick. Now we're going to go to Mr. Harry Lauder and the song that established him as an international star. And Winston Churchill led to Winston Churchill calling him Scotland's greatest ambassador. And remember that Scottish guy in Looney Tunes? He was totally based on Harry Lauder. Here's his big song from 1910, I Love a Lassie. He's not talking about an Indian milkshake.
When I think of Butch, my dearie, and you'll always hear me singing this. Hey, I love a lassie. bonny, bonny lassie, she's as pure as the lily in the dell. And she's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary, my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie, she's as pure as the lily in the dell. And she's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary, my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny healing lassie, she can warble like the mavis in the dell. She's an angel every Sunday, but a jolly lass on Monday, and as modest as her namesake, the bluebell. She's nice and neat and tidy, and I meet her every Friday. That's a very special mixture, wouldn't miss. I'm enchanted, I'm enraptured, since my heart's a darling captured. She's just intoxicated me with bliss. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie, she's as pure as the lily in the dell. And she's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary, my Scotch bluebell. I love a lassie, a bonny, bonny lassie, she's as pure as the lily in the dell. And she's as sweet as the heather, the bonny purple heather, Mary, my Scotch bluebell. Mary, my Scotch bluebell. you can't match her. I'm telling you.
Love the end of his records. He always has that little tag where you feel like he's talking to you, and just very conversational there at the tail end. Love that from Mr. Harry Lauder. All right. Let's move on now to... Oh, you'll definitely know this one. This is a version of by Mr. Gene Austin, ukulele and jazz effects by Billy Uke Carpenter. Interesting. But the Gus Kahn, Walter Donaldson tune from 1925. Here is Yes Sir, That's My Baby.
Coming down to meet me here. Who's that? You know who I mean. Sweetest who you've ever seen. I could tell her miles away from here. Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we've decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Uh-huh.
Yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now. Yes, ma'am, we decided. No, ma'am, we won't hide it. Yes, ma'am, you're invited now. By the way, when we reach the preacher, I'll say, yes, sir, that's my baby. No, sir, don't mean maybe. Yes, sir, that's my baby now.
Ooh, love those jazz effects, huh? Nice. Good hot ukulele number. Love those. Love those. All right. Let's see. Oh, yeah, next. Get a bit earlier here. And a singer who had only a few records, but more towards the aughts. But this was, I'm not sure if this was her big song or I've Got Rings on My Fingers, Bells on My Toes. That might have been her bigger one. But this is a fantastic one, a Victor record from 1909, I believe, from Miss Blanche Ring with Yip, Ayadi, Aye. It's a pure expression of joy. Yeah, good number, good number. I see that in a movie or something. But yeah, she's just talking about how she's away from the farm, in the city. Man, that feeling when you're out there on your own for the first time. Yeah, doing your thing. I think the feeling remains. I think you ask any of these kids that are coming to New York City how they feel about it. Oh, I'm sure when they're walking the streets, they're thinking, yip, ayadi, aye. I know it. Folks, that's going to pretty much do it for this edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. I'll be back next week with more records. A couple of weeks I have an Australian guest coming. And I always like to let people know you can find me on Instagram at PhonographDJMac. And you can always write me, mac@wfmu.org. Thanks to everybody for chiming in on the playlists. Always good to see the comments on it. And I'm just busy changing needles and cranking the machines and keeping this thing going in order to, so I can't respond too much. But I'm reading them. And thanks for being there, everybody. And I'm going to leave you with a perfect record from 1924. This is Lonely in Blue by Max Terr and his orchestra. So until next week, nighty night, everybody. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
I told you. serpent stung.